Okay, then. And another one it goes. Genuinely, as always, I record somewhere at like 1, 2 o'clock in the morning, so hi. People be sleeping, I'm quite much awake, and it's quite ridiculous at this time because I was genuinely exhausted the whole day. Like, I was just, I'm not sure if I can blame astrology for this one, but I was definitely tired as fuck, and I was not really, how'd you call it? I just from here I can hear the train tracks and train station, and right now they have like loading and unloading the really heavy metal cargo, and you can fucking hear it once in a while. Funny stuff. But yeah, I was kind of tired, but not like physically tired. It's more like I'm just genuinely mentally fizzled out. Like, I am mentally exhausted. Okay, tired as fuck, not exhausted. I'm not like I'm in between like shifting from dogs at this time of hour. You for real? Anywho, so I'm kind of in between burnout, like shifting in and out of burnout, because every once in a while, when I do get enough energy to function, I overspend it straight off the fucking bat. I'm like, oh, I'm gonna do so much, and I do a lot, and then I get freaking like a potato. I just wanna sink in some bed or something and genuinely pretend that there's no world around me. Just like live it out in my bubble. And I don't think that's fucking healthy at all. I realize how fucked up that is. But at the same time, like, yeah, I just started to walk out more, you know, like spend time outside. It's warmer, so like, yeah, it's warmer, says the lady that's like still has like fuck ton of layers on her, and you know, like fucking ankle low trench coat, because I love trench coats, and it's like plus 20, people be wearing freaking t-shirts and stuff, and I'm just here with like strap shirt, like freaking sweater, and on top of that they're, you know, like pants or whatever, and then on top of that goes like a trench coat. Like, what the fuck is this? I'm cold, that's what it is. I'm just genuinely perpetually fucking like cold. I'm a lizard, Harry. Like, I cannot battle this one out. Like, I'm just cold. You know, it doesn't matter what the fuck I'm wearing. I'm just gonna be cold either way. So, to prevent it, I just like take whichever like measures I can. Hence the coat. So, might look weird as fuck, I don't give a fuck, because I'd rather care about my health than your fucking opinions. That's what it is. So yeah, today supposedly I was meant to go and help out my chill with my nana in the countryside, but I was like, I sense with my spidey senses, the tingly thing, that I shouldn't go. Like, I went to the hospital today, and like there was like the blood donor thingy, and they checked me out, and they said like they love everything about me, but because I had an operation 2 months back, they cannot take my blood. And frankly, when this fine madam punctured my freaking finger to draw some blood in to, you know, like for the check, this little stab, I feel like she jabbed it in a bit too far in, because my finger still like it's getting purple is what it is. It's like It's like it feels like it was battered a little bit, even though it wasn't. Typically, I heal up from that like in, like matter of minutes. This time around, it's kind of like hours later. It still hurts, and I'm like, this is interesting. This is fascinating. Kind of like my body is kind of like is being fine. Pretty dope actually, because it's recovering at like crazy level of speed. At the same time, some little fucking puncture gets you all freaking what? Sensitive anyway. So yeah, maybe that was my fault for like going around petting stray cats, but they were so fluffy though. You cannot blame me for like being mesmerized by the fluffiness of the cats on the road. So yeah, as I was getting out of the hospital and all that, I went for a walk, and as I was like on a walk, discovering one more small region that looks like an epic region. Just frankly, it's just a road with really cool looking fancy houses, and I'm like, sheesh, that looks dope. Like, and the vibe of the area, it absolutely is different. Always like, comparing to the rest of the freaking town. Like for a moment, like you step into like a whole like other town or like someplace else which has like a like completely different vibe altogether, and I'm like, well, I prefer this vibe than the one we get like in my area. So I was like just pacing around, and I was like, ooh, feels nice. Sort of like I like this. It's kind of like a bit more like advanced as well, so yeah, private houses and whatnot. But that, like, the gardens looked cool, the architecture was kind of funny but kind of cool, and it was like well maintained, and you're like, oh my god, that's so cool. And then you get back to like what, 5-story houses that look like they're gonna be, I don't know, like broken at any moment, and they're just gonna like, I don't know why they have this like, I think fetish in the past couple of years of like this like outer face of the houses when they just like add some insulation over it and then add some coverage to that. But like, bruv, the main issue is the house innards, not the outwards only. Sort of like like you covered it up, sure, now it looks pretty. Inside, it's still rubbish, bruv. Like, I mean, unless you redevelop the whole thing, it's gonna break. But yeah, who am I to say anything about architecture? Sure, like engineering and whatnot, of course. I don't know jack shit about it. Not like I've just been part of freaking construction of houses since I was a kid until the age of like fucking 16. Oh, rather 15. Okay, like 14, 15, somewhere there. But yeah, like I of course I don't understand jack shit about it. Of course, of course. So to me, it's like thank you for making it better on the eyes, but like knowing how insides are yet to be kind of like refurbished and like peeled, redone, and remodeled. Hardships. Anywho, so as I was like going around, like I still had this thought in my head that okay, I need to call my nana and I need to tell her that I don't want to go. And my reason being, since like a few days back, I started to get like the spidey sense of tingling because like I felt like there might be my mother and I don't want to see her. Like, yeah, she's my biological mother, but she never once she has not once been actually like as a motherly mother. Maybe a few times in her life, but like that was just acting apparently, as I figured out with the years, and I'm like, that's just upsetting even more. So because I blocked her since like Feb or like start of, I think it was either start of March or like start like end of February or something like that. So yeah, end of February. So since then I have not spoken to her because like she just triggers my PTSD, and I'm not fancying that because like even now whenever my sister is on the phone call with my mom, I just get fucking triggered. I'm like, this inner rage bubbles up, and I really want to go and punch that like woman in the face, or just straight up fucking kill that bitch. But hey, repressed anger, huh? And so this time around, I'm like, yeah, I just like, because grandmother said that mom should be showing up somewhere in the countryside. I'm like, I don't want to see that woman. Like, I don't give a fuck. I don't want to even have like a slight, slim sort of chance of like, you know, even some sort of encounter of like seeing her at all. And I was like, no, I'm not going. So, like, in the morning as well, like, she and her boyfriend came to grandmother's apartment to pick up some things, but thank fuck, I was asleep and I didn't see anything. And it did not check on me, so I was like, yeah, I'm good. Even if they did, I did not hear them, I did not see them, they do not fucking exist. So, because I was asleep, frankly. And then, as I was, like, you know, like, pacing around, tried to call grandmother, she didn't reply, neither on freaking her phone number, nor in WhatsApp, because she's a busy lady. And then my little sister just messaged me with, like, are you coming today or not? And I was like, I'm not coming today, thank you, no. Like, I decided not to dwell into the details of my mental health, because it's, like, fluctuating quite a lot lately, and I don't want to trigger shit that's gonna be, like, you know, that shit might have really huge consequences, and I don't want to go there. So, that's why I'm like, yeah, nah, I'm good. And later on, as, like, I woke about, I kind of, like, have my bout with tarot cards and chill in the sun, try to absorb as much light and heat as possible like a lizard. Because, like, I literally sat on a huge-ass rock whilst it was, like, sizzling. And I was like, ooh, it's warm. Took off my freaking, like, trench coat and my sweater and was trying to sunbathe as much as possible because I'm like, you know, need of vitamin D, bitch. And yeah, that's kind of like that one time when you go sunbathing and you're like, why is the freaking shops not yet having any SPF creams? Like, this is the time to get SPF creams, because, like, right now is, like, the time when the sun is gonna be tanning the fuck out of you, you know? It's, like, every spring and every autumn is gonna tan the fuck out of you, especially in these regions. Like, the summer itself is not the thing. Like, it's you're not gonna be getting this tanned in the summer. Like, the worst of it is especially during the spring. So, like, right now is, like, the time for it. And I'm like, yeah, okay. Cannot get any SPF, okay. But still, I'm just there chilling. And eventually I get my stuff, I go to the shop, I grab like a huge, like, kind of like puffy bread, because I'm like, I just crave bread so much, it's ridiculous. And on the way back, I just like encounter a fluffy, dear darling, on the road, and I'm like, holy fuck, that So I could not pass by. I had to come over to the cat and be polite and ask, like, can I pet you, you know? And this son of a bitch was not moving at all, and I was like, oh. And I pet it a bit more, and then it bit my freaking hand and went all freaking, you know, killer instinct kind of hunter shit on me, and I was like, oh. So cute, kind of hurts, but so cute. I was kind of happy that it did not, like, put in all the claw work in my hand. It was just teeth. And I really appreciate that. Like, if the claws would go in, I'd be fucked. So I was really happy with, like, petting a little bit of a cat. And I was trying to have a conversation with it, and I was like, do you maybe hand out any quests, side quests? Yes, maybe. But, yeah. It's like, you cannot necessarily, like, hit on cats in here. Like, they don't really get it. I mean, they get it, but they look at you like you're a weirdo, so they're not playing along, goddammit. So I just kind of, like, chilled with the cat a bit, and then I went on my merry way back. Had a blast on, like, swings for a bit, and then went back home. So the moment I got home, I had my food and I was just like enjoying some series and like being like a potato, because like I felt literally like I ain't got no strength nor power nor nothing emotionally or psychologically. Kind of like maybe like emotionally or like physically top it off to just like reply to messages, because like people were messaging me and I was like, I cannot be arsed, I cannot be arsed. I see it, I see ya, I know, like I cannot be arsed even like listening to the voice memos or like to read the messages themselves. I'm like, nah, not right now. Like, it's kind of like when I'm in that headspace, I'm just like, I can read it and honest to God, I'll forget like what it was straight up, like, or it will just pass me by and I can listen to like a whole like 20 minutes of like 30 minutes, even more, of like voice memos and like all of that conversation fucking blasting past me. Like, I'll just be there going like, okay, fuck. What did I listen to? What happened? Because, like, whenever I get to this situation, like, I'm just, like, so spaced out. Like, there's, like, my, just my mind is, like, just, there's nothing. There's, like, static. There's, like, static and eventually just buzzing and the ringing of ears. And you're just, like, there's no, like, processes happening. It's kind of, it's silence. It's basically, that's when I hit radio silence, basically. And yeah, and I'm just like, they're just like brain radio silent. I'm like, okay, we can manage this one. Okay, we're fine. Like, and I'm already thinking about, I should just go to sleep, like, and just right before I finish up watching this one video, which I'm kind of watching, kind of not, because I'm kind of there and kind of not. I get a call from my grandmother and I'm like, okay, so she finally found her phone. How fascinating. She calls me up and I'm like, hey, I was trying to reach you. Like, what the hell were you doing? Like, I went to, you know, the hospital and they said that they're not gonna take my blood. So those vampires are not really happy with me today. I mean, they were, but they said like they cannot do anything for now. Come back in a month. And I'm like, oh. So I told her that and said that I went for a walk and I came back. And she's just telling me like, oh, we had a fight. I'm like, we as in who? And she's like, your sister, w because like Nana has sauna, you know, in her countryside house. And she's like she and my little sister, they went to the sauna together first, because my sister likes to take her freaking, you know, endless time to wash the fuck out of herself. She takes longer, and because of it, like, because she hates the heat, but she likes to just like splash around in the, you know, like endless water. So because of it, she's like there, and she stayed to wash the hell out. And then I came back, and after a bit, my biological mother showed up with her boyfriend, and they were trying to have conversation. And then Nana is just telling me that basically your mother was so basically unhinged that she was trying to pick a fight, like, you know, fist fight with her boyfriend first. Then she was ogling everyone, well, because she was drinking. I mean, this woman is forever drinking. Like, she it's her sense of like stability to endlessly fucking drink. And I tried helping her, but she doesn't want any help. She's just like, she's refusing it from her family. And like, you cannot help a person, you know. I was like trying my best with her for like over a year. And she just like went into her like whole kind of narcissistic bitchy mode about me, and just like, instead of actually trying to change herself, she just like pretended to be changing just to find other ways of to manipulate me. And I'm like, fuck that. Like, Like, woman, I tried to fucking help you out. I was like doing your fucking bidding for a year. I was doing chores and shit that you would not freaking, like pick your freaking fingers to do. And you were saying like you could never like, pull that off. I did it. Okay? And now you are trying to what? Literally trigger my fight and flight response. And genuinely, like, at some point, like before we stopped conversations, she triggered me to the point of me just waiting. Like I was at her place and she said horrible things to my sister. She said horrible things to me. And she was with this guy and she was thinking like she's such shit. Like she like ain't nobody gonna be touching her. And she was like trying to get physical. And I'm like, go swing at me. I'm like, go for it. I'm like, just in case of police, it's gonna be self-defense if you swing first, so go on, fucking do it. And I was there going like, yeah, do it. Fucking, I fucking dare you. Because like I was yay far from literally like beating the fuck out of her. Because it still prevails that if she gets to be in my face drunk, as she usually is, and she swings at me first, bitch, it's gonna be an open, like, it's gonna be an open season for me. Like, I'll just unleash all the freaking, years of like repressed anger and just like, the level of like horrible things I can do. It'll be an open season because I literally told her, if you ever dare to raise your hand at me again, if you freaking throw your punch, like you, I don't think the ambulance is gonna have the time to get to fetch you because like you ain't gonna have a pulse, bitch. Like don't think I'll be nice about it, nah. Like I have such a really like fear the people that are like the silent ones, and eventually I became that person, because like after all the shit in my childhood that she did to me, I kind of like I despise people like with certain traits that she possess. So if I see the same traits with people that I encounter, I'm like on the edge straight off. I'm like, clutching to whatever, seeing like like ticking in my head, whatever resources there are around me to poke the eyes. I don't know, make some holes in the person. Like, what can I use for self-defense, etc. And I don't go for self-defense just to wound a person, in those cases if I'm triggered. I don't think just about wounding the person and leaving. Nah. I ain't satisfied until the bitch is incapacitated to the point of like not being able to breathe. Only then I might stop. Best scenario, the thing loses the pulse in my case. And that is why I genuinely tell my mother, don't try me. Because, like, you won't be able to stop me. I'll go all feral on your ass. I'll go so freaking psychopath. You'll be just like your prayers or whatever, it's not gonna reach God, bitch. And trust me, I don't fear, like, staying in a freaking, I don't fear the popo, not to mention like staying in jail for murder. Bitch. It's like with how the system is here around here, like people still believe that the system of the Soviet Union is still intact around here, so do you really think I'm gonna go to jail? That's kinda like, yeah, there's the inner psychopath I do possess. So that's why it's kinda like twisted like that. And it's kind of like also why I don't really like people that try to be like, oh yeah, but you have to love your mother. After years of abuse, I don't think so. So yeah, so as my grandmother called me up and she said like, oh yeah, your biological mother was trying to have a fight with her boyfriend as she was here, then she like went to sauna and had a fist fight with your sister, then she came back, was trying to cry. And she said that your sister told her to go fuck herself. And I'm like, well, that sounds accurate. I mean, Like, what does this drunkard bitch expect from like a teenage daughter after she goes in there, gets abusive, gets violent and physical with her, and like she's getting upset because she was told to go fuck herself. Like, and she left my little sister crying in there. Like, what is the point, like, of damaging, like, it's, That's what I hate. Like, she's like a grown ass woman of the age 50, and she's still being abusive as fuck. Like, I don't know what exactly she's trying to, I don't know, like, prove to whom, to what. You know, she's dissing people she knows verbally behind their backs. She's like abusive physically, mentally, and emotionally towards her closest people, and she always goes into like victimizing herself because she's a fucking narcissist with issues and alcoholism, you know, intact. So after like this whole thing that my grandmother says, and then she says like, oh yeah, then your mother kind of like took your sister's keys to the home and left to their countryside house, and I'm like, at the back of my head, I'm like, pray to gods or whichever gods. Like, I'm like, at this point, I kind of sort of, you know, like passively wish for my mother to just break her fucking bones as she climbs the stairs, like her countryside house, flips on them, breaks every single freaking spine cord, just like as she falls down on this metallic freaking stairs. And hopefully she gets what? Cancer? Stop it off? Like, I wouldn't be sorry at all. Like, I'd be like, oh yeah, bitch, you deserve it. Karma. Like, after all you did to us, to me and my sister, karma, bitch. Like, I'm not gonna be sorry at all. I'd be like, oh, you got what you deserved. Look at that, huh? So, I'm just there, kind of like, you know, passively fuming, and I'm like, oh my god. And Nana is just kind of like, why is your mother doing this? Why is she not capable of, like, you know, blah blah blah? And she goes into this kind of like trying to understand her daughter without trying to understand her daughter, just to whine about it, you know. And she's like, I got so worried, like, what if my heart gives out? Because like my nanny is like 70 something, like 78 already, like close to 8 years old. So she's like, what if my health gives out? Like, I don't want to stay alone, blah blah blah. And she was like trying to convince my little sister to stay with her in the countryside house, but my sister said basically, fuck off, fuck you, and fuck everyone. And she went to grab her keys. She did manage to grab her keys. Then she went back to Nana's, grabbed her coat, and pissed the fuck off. And I'm like, sounds about right. Like, the fuck do you expect from a, like, you know, a person who was abused by her parent and had no, like, you know, nobody to back her up throughout the whole system, and was just like treated like nothing, kind of like nothing happened, but like she was the one partially or like fully responsible for what happened. And I'm like, so you blame the kid, you beat up kid, you abuse the kid, and then you expect the kid to be like, what, nice to you? Wow. Like, nah, like, just, I don't know. It's like, honey, this is not Soviet Union. This is, I mean, if we would have the purge, as in like the movies, like one day a year or like one night a year when everything is legal, bitch, like the one thing I'd go for is like just like get rid of my biological mother. She would not exist, like straight up, like gone. And I'll be like, guess what, we'd rather get, like, you know, like deceased benefits than just, like, you know, keep on with this motherfucking abuse, huh? So yeah. So my sister left to like to the town to stay in a, you know, in the town house, and I'm like, yeah, sounds about right. She's pissed off. She wants to go. Like, I wouldn't want to stay around people who just abuse me and who don't take me seriously, who don't fucking back me up and shit. I wouldn't stay out there, you know. Makes sense. 'Cause like even with the situation with my doctor, like at the start of the week, he just like verbally assaulted me, like, you know, with the shit I did not expect he would say to me, and I was like, what? And he just like was a dick, frankly, towards me, which offended me greatly. And I was like, okay, maybe he has like, a cacti up his ass, or like his wife did not keep, like maybe some, health issues or like some family matter issues. But like the next morning when I like, next day when I called him up to kind of like, figure stuff out, he was still a douchebag and he called me monkey for no reason. And I'm like, what? And huh? Like, and he was a dick basically, because when I went there, he did not provide me any information. He did not provide me any, no consultation, no nothing. He's just being a dick, is what he is. Because he just abused me, told me like, oh yeah, if you like, because like I took my half cast off after like 2.5 weeks, after the operation, because that shit got unbearably, like uncomfortable, because it was breaking off. It was kind of like, it was like not full cast, covering up your full leg, but like only half of it, and the rest was just bandages. And it was fraying up. It was just like, even though the bandages were replaced every so often, but like it got smelly as fuck. It was not pretty. It was breaking. It was like literally chipping away, and it was like leaving the dust of this kind of like freaking not cool, basically. So that's why I took it off, and I was like, yeah, fuck it. And I was kind of like started to kind of like try out slowly, like, walking on crutches, slowly putting some, like foot back on the floor without putting any weight on it. And then like I started to increase and put weight on my leg, slowly. So now I can walk. And when I went there, the doctor was like all pissed off with like, where's the fucking cast? I'm like, I removed it. And he's like, well, if you removed it, go and freaking treat yourself then. Bruv, we're not fifth graders. What the fuck? Like, the hell was that? And he was just like plain rude at me the whole time. Then he just like said to his assistant, oh yeah, just like get her an appointment on like, I don't know, like 5th, 6th, 7th of June. And then he just got up and just like went to open the door to his office to like get some other patients. He did not tell me nothing. Like, he did not prescribe me any medication. He did not prescribe me anything. And he frankly didn't say me shit, like during or after my operation in general, on how to proceed with the treatment, or like whom to ask for questions, like if I have any, or like, something. There was nothing, nada. And now he's being pissy for like, me coming in and asking like, can you close my sick leave, please, and continue my sick leave, please? Because over this time I had no payouts, which is kind of like troublesome a bit. And he was just being plainly douche. The next day he was being a douche over the phone and basically told me, I did sell you everything. And I was like, the whole thing you told me was to come on the 7th. Exactly. And then he freaking dropped the call. And I'm like, wow. She's mad. Like, what the fuck? Like, what are you being? Like, get out of your fucking closet. Jesus, like, the fuck is wrong with you? So, yeah, with all of that, I was just like plainly mad about it, and I went to tell Nana about it. You know what my grandmother told me? She's like, oh, he was just joking. I'm like, nah, that's verbal abuse. Like, that's just like disrespect, inhumane treatment, and verbal abuse. I don't fucking appreciate that. And she's like, oh, maybe it's something you wore. And I was like, the clo what? And she's like, maybe it's something you were wearing when you came in the office that he didn't like. And I'm like, I had like long sleeve maxi like dress that was like up to my fucking ankles and a trench coat on top of it. And she was like, well, maybe if you should have shown your legs a bit more, he might have been better. And I'm like, well, that, wow. Sexualizing shit. Bribery by like, what the fuck? Like, he's not my relative. I'm not sleeping with this guy for like, brownie points or something. Fuck that. Like, he's not my type, and I hate guys that are older, frankly. So, really hard stuff. Nah, thanks. And I'm like, that's just like rude. And I basically said that I'll file a fucking complaint about this shit, because like I don't appreciate this kind of treatment. And if he thinks that I'm gonna keep my mouth shut, he he's in for a surprise. So, yeah. And then grandmother is there like, why are you so like, you know, creating trouble everywhere? And I'm like, I'm not creating trouble. I'm standing up for myself. There's a difference. Because if a person keeps on abusing me verbally or in any other fucking way, I will call it out. And if I know that if I call it out directly and he's going to be a dick and disregard it, I'd rather go and appeal to those institutions, you know, who will actually grab him by the balls and be, you know, like twisting it around, asking questions. So, you know, because in here, frankly, people still think it's post-Soviet Union and that the rules that were there apply now. And unless you either have a lot of money or a lot of power, people ain't gonna be listening to you. So, so with all of that, I told my nana, like, are you gonna be standing up for me the next time? I don't think so. So I called my dad later on in the week when we had a conversation. The dad was fuming. He was like, who the fuck is this doctor? Like, who the hell does he think he is? And I'm like, this is the reaction I wanted. Exactly the fucking reaction I wanted. Because, like, getting the right reaction out of Nana is impossible. Like, she is, like, you know, a Soviet child. She does not see, like, problems with, like, harsh treatment, like, you know, and abuse at all. And she'll rather just, like, go about whining and doing nothing about it than actually doing something about it. So that's why whenever I actually do something about stuff, she's like, you're being conflictive person. Like, you're being so, like, hard. Like, just keep, like, shut your mouth and, like, you know, bear with it. I'm like, no. I had enough of shutting my mouth and, like, you know, bearing with stuff. So no, not gonna happen anymore. And that gets, like, you know, rubs her the wrong way. So yeah, literally having my dad absolutely angry, pissed off, fuming on my behalf. I was like, fuck yeah. Like, literally going around going like, yeah. It's like, amen, bruv. Amen. He was going off about this issues and shit, like everything from the start when I told him of like how I broke my leg and like how I waited for like hours for the ambulance. How I was like literally chased out of the hospital on the same day of my arrival because they're like, oh, we ain't got any free beds for you. Although I had to have an operation straight up, they were like, yeah, just go back for a week and then come back again. Maybe we'll have some free beds by then. Funny, huh? So with all this like shitty treatment, I told my dad and he was just like straight off on a rant for like freaking 4 hours. 4 hours? Like I could I was like, it's a pleasure to listen to shit. Like on this exact like, you know, topic of like health in general and like, you know, this country in general, 2.5 hours of like the juicy kind of drama. Drama llama that I was just genuinely enjoying. I was like, yes. Yes, thank you. Thank you for sharing my thoughts about it. And standing up for me even like, you know, like this kind of like emotionally like make me feel better. So yeah, that was nice. But yeah. So with all of that, like even in the case of my, you know, like my sister, she also has the same shit of like grandmother not standing up for her at all. And like she doesn't have anybody that's like a grown up who would stand up for her. And frankly, standing up for me, my dad learned that after only after I hit 25. But before then, nah. Like, I literally was like on my own, like my sister. And I kind of help her out as much as I can, but at the same time, I am like still going through my own shit. So I cannot be there, like, fully capable of like protecting her yet. But like, for now, I don't even think that I. It's not like I even want to. For now, I just like, I need to kind of like figure out my stuff, sort of. So yeah. So that's why it's kind of like ridiculous listening to Nana ranting out about like, oh, your mother is this and that. Like, you're also a narcissistic person. You don't fucking see it though. Know how covert narcissists operate? You know, by just like, you know. Kind of like their tendencies is to be like nice. But like, when you grab them by the balls of like, oh, this is what you did, they're like playing the victim, you know, like just like, oh no, where's me? That's basically both my mother and my grandmother. And to top it off, like, my grandmother on top of that has this kind of like manipulation technique of like being nice. You know, when you do not ask a person for help at all whatsoever, never, you know, and this person just like comes in with things they give you, or like with, you know, kind of like, oh, I requested this and that for you, and that's not what you asked for. That's like not what you want. That's like the opposite of what you want, basically. But because this person wanted certain things happen with you, they made those things happen without asking your fucking opinion. And that's my grandmother. So that's why when I stand up for myself, they don't like it. And I'm like, yeah, I know. Because you don't really have people standing up to you. Like, and that's why you see me as a problematic child, right? In it. So, yeah, it's kind of... That's why I was like, after all that conversation with Nana, I was just like absolutely tired. And eventually I was like, you know what? Fuck it. I was like with plans to sleep it off. And I just like went to bed and I was like, fuck it. And I just like went to sleep. And I slept for like a good few hours and I woke up with like, what the fuck? Because like the sun was like, it's set when the sun is setting in the later evening. It's like so bright in the room and it just like shines on the bed where I'm at, and just like, and I'm like getting through this with like, what the fuck? Like looking at brightness and going like, shit, my eyes. Yeah, but it's kind of like nice to wake up and it's bright, because genuinely, like, I think because of it, because like the sun in this room is like late in the evening. And I operate on whenever the sun is in the room. That's when I kind of deem my wake up, sort of. So, like, that's why, like, I always kind of stayed in places where in the morning the sun would shine in your room. And I like that because then I know exactly when the fuck is the morning. Otherwise, it's just like whenever the sun is shining in the room, that's the morning. Even if it's fucking past 8 p.m., it's gonna be deemed the morning by my inner biological system, and I'll be like, fantastic, now we're awake. What have we been doing throughout the most of the day?
Nothing.
It's like we were hibernating. Like, autopilot? Yeah, the genuine annoying things. But yeah. And because of it, I just like, now I'm like, partially here, partially not. I'm still kind of like mentally exhausted. Because like with all this like drama that was, it was kind of like, it got me like all fizzled out, because I was grateful that my inner spidey senses tingling kind of told me not to go to the countryside house. Because like if I'd be there and that woman was there, I mean, she would not genuinely come out of there alive, because if she would throw a tantrum with me in the room, I mean, I don't know who's gonna be sending off that boat and letting it on fire, but damn, like, don't, like, I mean, she kind of realized at some point, like, not to try me, because, like, I was waiting. The last time we had the, like, drunken encounter where she was literally, like, threatening me, I literally stood there and I said, like, go for it, punch me, like, bitch, do it. And the moment she saw me smiling about it, she kind of like, the whole face of like she had with like, I'm gonna beat the fuck out of you, you know, all that, you know, that face that's kind of like begging for a fist fight, the moment she saw me smiling and just like going absolutely psycho, like, that's the moment she kind of started to shit bricks. And her whole demeanor of, like, boss-ass bitch who's gonna beat up anyone switched to, I'm a victim! You're being here threatening me! And I'm like, oh, really? Look at that. How cute. I'm like, why? What happened? Punch me, bitch. Kind of like, let's sort it out. Let's see how far you can go. Because, like, I won't... you won't be fucking stopping me on this one. And that's why, like, even my sister, when she saw that, she was like, chill, chill, chill. She was just like hugging me and just like patting me and going like, it's okay. And I'm like, oh no, it's not. I'm like, I'm waiting for her to punch. Like, 'cause if she does, you'll be there calling the ambulance, bro. Like, like she'll literally have less than 5 minutes to crawl out of there. So, yeah, because of like this whole shenanigan, like that's why I hate even the mention of my mother in front of me, because like this is what she triggers my like psychopathic episode mode that literally wants to kill. And I cannot like even. Even I cannot fucking fathom how far and how like gruesome that shit goes. 'Cause like that's just dark. It's not just like, I mean, the least of the worst I can do is poke her eyes with my fingers. Like that's the least of the worst. I mean, the top of it, like, bitch. Like I can go far with torturing a person, anything from skinning a person to adding chemicals to the body to adding poisons to literally like forget. But with this bitch, nah, I would just go full-fledged, like, you know, knife to the throat to shut her off for her. Like I would not extend it at all. Like I would like make it fast and make it like efficient, because like I would not like for that woman to say anything else ever. So that's why it's kind of like, oh my god, you're so rude. No, she raised me like that. Like, that's like this crazy is because she made it so. Not because she was a fantastic mother. Nah. She was like one of the crazy ones. So. Yeah, fun times. Anywho. So I kind of like slept it off. Still tired because, like, every now and again, it's kind of like still irking my system and I'm not really happy about it. So yeah, that's why you get to hear about it. 'Cause like it's still there, it's still a bunch of like freaking scars and wounds. It's more like scars. They healed, and genuinely I told her like, I forgave you for what you did, but bitch, there's boundaries in places. Like I'm not gonna, I forgive you, but that does not mean that I will allow you to do the same shit to me again. Like I'll stand up for myself, because before I couldn't, now I can. And like kind of like the level of don't fuck around to find out. You're not gonna enjoy the result. So yeah. Stuff. But yeah, that. Also kind of like enjoyed afterwards, like I mean, honey. I got now to have conversations with my girlies and my friends. And having some of the things discussed, they're literally like, I mean, I have discussed a lot of things in my life, but whenever it goes about like, you know, the sexual experiences, I'm still getting all blushy and shit. I'm like, oh my god, am I really talking about this? And like, for some goddamn reason, I'm still kind of like, all like, oh, it's not a taboo. I can actually go in depth about this, but like. I mean, for some reason, whenever there's another person going like this far in conversation about these things with me, I'm like, oh my god. And I find it kind of cool, but and I find it really fascinating. And simultaneously, I'm blushing like a kid, like I'm freaking, you know, like 8th, 9th grader going like an anatomy lesson. And I'm like, oh my god. And it's kind of cool. But it's kind of like, yeah. So. Yeah, my friend just decided to go full-blown, like, details, and I'm like, wow. And I was, like, at the loss of words, but at the same time, I'm, like, still, I'm still trying to come up with stuff. Because I definitely understand where she's coming from, and I definitely understand what she's on about, absolutely. And frankly, I'm like, yeah, I've been, you know, similar experiences, and when you encounter a partner who's more knowledgeable and has more experience in the sexy things, you get to know and explore a little more of like, you know, other things. and even like the basic things and like, you know, stuff that you do, that shit becomes a bit more enjoyable and sometimes even really enjoyable. So like, yeah. And I was like, that, yeah, I mean, yeah, because I that, okay, now I'm gonna dig in my own freaking grave. But I genuinely had a bunch of partners who were like not not with that much experience, and it was showing. And in cases I was like feeling like a teacher of explaining to them how this works, how that works, how not to do this, not to do that, bitch, like I periodically accept such a thing as asphyxiation a little bit, you know, like in kink play and shit. But like when a partner has no fucking clue how to properly choke your ass, it's kind of like, they're literally about to crush your fucking throat in. And you gotta, you know, like, you know, just explaining to them, like, don't push this part, push the sides, motherfucker. Otherwise, I'm not gonna breathe at all. It's like, what you gonna do with me when I just, like, lose the pulse and then become, like, you know, the Genghis Khan who died during sex? Like, what you gonna do with that one? So, so that's why I genuinely understood her with, like, you know, like, the body, when at first you just, like, explore your own body, it feels like, you don't necessarily feel sensitive in some parts. But the moment when somebody else shows up and there's someone else touching you around, you're like, oh, wait, what? Like, that actually had, what? How does it work? So it's kind of like, oh, it's working, shit. Like, okay, we need to, like, you know, just note it down that it actually does work. What the fuck? You know, things like this. So, yeah, it was quite interesting to go into these kind of conversations. Yeah, so, yeah, they too have not had, like, I mean, they have not had anything for, like, a year or, like, even more than, like, you know, 2-3 years. To me, it's only, like, a year. And so, like, I mean, technically, more than a year, but yeah, more than a year, because we kind of like went with it, like, yeah, masturbation is not necessarily sex, it doesn't count as, like, you know, the, that stuff, and I'm like, yeah, it's like, it's a wank, like, lately for me, it's a sad wank. Like, for the sake of, like, you know, like, sometimes, like, dudes, they just get a boner and they're like, okay, yeah, it's that wank, just to get it off your, kind of like, get it off your chest. Same shit with me at times, you know, just like, there's like inexplicable boner, I'm like, oh fuck, then just wank it off and you're like, you done, thank you, now we can function back, like, you know, get on with whatever we were doing. So funsies. Yeah, frankly, I just frankly sometimes think, like, some people I have conversations with, they got questions. Anything from how can you say that to why would you think that? I mean, nobody goes with, like, a cap on what you can and cannot think, you know. There's the questioning of, like, how much you can say, though. That's a different story on that one. Different story. So yeah, life. So overall, like, right now I'm just thinking, like, I have had my worries and my anxiety shenanigans during, like, the last week or so. And it's still kind of annoying to, like, sort your own shit out without, like the necessary physical help of others next to you, because it's like, it's a lot said that the environment is what either nurtures you or kills you. And to me, like, my fucking immediate environment is quite hostile towards me. Like, frankly, it doesn't help. It's like, no matter what you do, no matter what you propose to it, it's gonna, like, backfire with, like, 150 reasons why not instead of why yes. So it's it's a downer, bruv. Like, that's why I'm trying my best to stay positive, but at the same time, I have bouts of anger that I wish to express. So I might actually, like, take my time of, like, just, like, you know, shout contest somewhere in the woods, just to express that level of anger, because, like, I'm just, it's accumulated, I gotta let it out. So, yeah, I think that's my plans for tomorrow, then. So, stuff. And yeah, because of it, I just got to this kind of, like, a point where I'm like, okay, I should just, like, focus on getting a driver's license, getting my, you know, like, learning that, although with my head in the fog and just, like, so much shit piling up, it's just sometimes hard to focus. Just frankly, right now, it's really too hard for me to focus on anything. It's a mess. Like, and yeah, like, I would, like, I once I figure out my, you know, like, let out the anger bouts in the shouting contest in the woods, I'll be able to start processing the learning and the driving stuff. So I think that's gonna be sorted, and then I can get my dream camper van and piss off somehow on the roads. And just, like, literally, like, I am just so fed up with this shit and the local people that I'm like, I want to be gone, get gone as fast as it's, like, humanely possible with, like, getting the license and all that. So yeah, so I'm kind of, like, partially thinking, like, yeah, camper van would be a good idea, but at the same time right now I'm, like, exerting the idea of just, like, getting a fine sized 4x4, you know, like a Jeep SUV, freaking, you know, just, like, loaded up with my shit in the trunk and just piss off. And that's it, like, don't think about shit, whatever, you know. So, like, figure it out on the go, sort of. But simultaneously, like, sleeping in a car, I don't think so. So that's why I'm like, kind of think about the 4x4, but simultaneously I'm still more drawn towards the camper vans. I like that it's like a house on the wheels, and there's, like, beds, you know, showers, toilets, kitchen, everything's there, so you can just kind of, like, fill it up, sort it out, and you can live in it. It's gonna be nice and warm, so you can just, like, you're not gonna freeze your buttocks off in your 4x4, you know. So yeah, still gonna be sorting it out, but anyway, life. So I guess that's that from the updates, and yeah, I'll see you when I see ya.